Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois legislature's spring session is underway. People from across the state are coming to Springfield to lobby for new measures, including one that aims to give people a second chance. The Clean State Coalition is hoping to cut through bureaucratic red tape that comes with relieving a criminal record. The bill, which has not yet been filed, would automate the sealing and expunging process for some arrest and conviction histories. Donnell Williams, who says he was incarcerated for 5.5 years, now works with the Workers' Center for Racial Justice.
Automatic expungement means folks are actually able to work to support themselves and pay taxes, and which boosts the revenue and economy of the great state that we live in.
The coalition is working with Democratic State Representative Jihan Gordon Booth to get the bill passed. In other news from Springfield, legislation filed last week could boost partnerships between faith-based organizations in Illinois. The Office of Faith-Based Community Development Services would be aimed at resource sharing and community development for areas in need. That includes help with things like grant applications, housing opportunities, and mental health guides. Pastor Ira Ackery of Chicago's Greater St. John Bible Church says the office would help build bridges of understanding.
This office will be our amplifier, ensuring that our collective voices, all of us, resonates within the halls of state leadership, boldly proclaiming where our attention is needed, where our hearts call for more justice.
The legislation would also create an interfaith advisory council to advise the office and collaborate with community organizations. Annual cannabis sales in Illinois have eclipsed $2 billion for the first time. Recreational marijuana users bought more than $1.7 billion worth of products in Illinois last year, and medical patients spent nearly $300 million. Aaron Johnson is the state's cannabis regulation oversight officer. He says prices are going down and people are buying more products.
We sold 56 million items last year, which is 8 million more than the year before.
The state collected roughly $490 million in sales taxes off cannabis last year, and about a third of that goes into the state budget for lawmakers to spend. The rest is earmarked for criminal justice initiatives, human services, local governments, and savings. A community arts center in Chicago's Kenwood neighborhood unveiled a state-of-the-art design lab brought to the city by the brand company of NBA legend Michael Jordan. The Little Black Pearl unveiled the Jordan Brand Wings Customization Lab this weekend. It's a studio space where anyone can design their own t-shirts and footwear. Founder Monica Haslip hopes the facility will introduce young people to design making and help them explore careers in the footwear and apparel industry.
We're really excited about seeing what that can do to give the community more voice and to really help them be able to share their stories through their fashion.
The lab is open to the public and is hosting classes for teenagers and adults. A couple more things you should know today. Jurors deciding the fate of ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan will continue their deliberations this week. They went home Friday without announcing a verdict. Tensions were high when Madigan, his co-defendant, and prosecutors all gathered back in the courtroom to hear a note from the jury. The note asked for guidance in dealing with a technical issue related to some of the charges in his bribery racketeering conspiracy trial. The jury has been deliberating for more than a week. Hundreds gathered yesterday for the Lunar New Year parade in Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood. Dozens of red lanterns swayed in the wind over the parade route, while vendors on the sidewalk sold stuffed animals, including snakes and dragons. Also known as Chinese New Year, the celebration is a centuries-old tradition marking the end of winter and the beginning of the new year with the arrival of a new moon. The 15-day celebration began January 29th, ringing in the Year of the Snake, which symbolizes wisdom. Today's weather is going to be sunny with a high of 33 degrees, and tonight we'll see a chance of light snow with the low in the 20s. And tomorrow we're expecting a slight chance of light snow and a high in the upper 20s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.